The rest of the story. Yesterday at this time, you met Angelina Scarangella, an unemployed New York switchboard operator whose unemployment checks have just run out. What she wants to be is a serious actress. What she is on the verge of starving. Angelina's best friend is a Greenwich villager who lives across the street from a gay bar. The friend has an idea. Angelina must enter the Thursday night talent contest at the bar, a place called The Lion. For if she wins, she'll be awarded $50 and a week's worth of free meals. Yes, it's a tough audience, but what does she have to lose? But what do I do in the contest, the girl asks warily, and the friend answers, sing. Well, now, Angelina may be a fair switchboard operator. She may even become an actress someday. But whatever she is or wants to be, being a singer is not in prospect. She is so skeptical, so uncertain of her singing voice, in fact, that she tries it out first on friends in her own kitchen and then asks their opinions. Self-conscious and uncomfortable, Angelina had to sing facing the wall, fixing her gaze on the kitchen calendar. And still in the end, it is the tantalizing thought of those free meals that'll push her past herself and onto the executioner's scaffold that nightmare night. And what a sight it was, with her badly dyed hair and her pasty white makeup and her thrift shop dress. As she approached the microphone, the smoky leaden air came alive with giggles. Winks and raised eyebrows sizzled from one end to the next like lighted fuses. But then, in a frightened near whisper that choked on itself, the pretend singer, who had not even attempted to sing in public before, introduced her song. It was a languid, musically complex ballad by Harold Arlen and Truman Capote called A Sleepin' Bee. Now, the title was answered by a chorus of groans and moans and protests because A Sleepin' Bee was Diane Carroll's song. And nobody else's to profane. But Angelina, fists clenched at her sides, stood frozen in the rose-pink spotlight. She shut her eyes. If she were going to die here and now, at least she didn't want to watch it happen. It was too late to run, too late to beg forgiveness, too late for anything but to sing, and so Angelina sang. And yet as one note followed another, as one seductive phrase led to another more alluring than the one before, the boisterous, potentially explosive assembly fell ever more deeply under the spell of the curious-looking stranger. And when it was over, the lion had been tamed. The waves of incredulous bravos and enthusiastic applause are only echoes now, but they did more than announce the winner of a Thursday night talent contest 3 decades ago. The first noisy approval in a Greenwich Village gay bar ignited thousands of ovations all over the world. The friend across the street, who dared an aspiring actress to sing, was himself an aspiring actor, Barry Denon. That's right, you remember him as Pontius Pilate in Jesus Christ Superstar, Barry Denon. Yet the role for which Barry ought best to be remembered was a bit part in the spring of 1961. The real-life role of a best friend with a bright idea, a benevolent meddler in the life of an 18-year-old unemployed switchboard operator, a stage-struck girl who had selected an Italian stage name from the phone book, whose real name you know as Barbara Streisand. And now you know the rest of the story.